Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, right next to Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. Perhaps it's because we've got Michiko Hayashi in the studio, or probably also because we have Judy Kelly on the line. I consider her one of America's best psychics, but the whole studio now is enveloped in this beautiful angelic light. And for those of you watching us on YouTube today, you can go to www.1150kknw.com and click on the YouTube button, and you can see us here. But you'll see the light has gotten noticeably brighter now. And I always like it because the angels are here. Judy will be one of my speakers at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference on April 14th in Olympia. And I'm so happy she'll be giving a presentation. I'm very honored to have her on my show today. I would just want to make a few announcements before we start my interview. There's a friend of mine named Emily who lives over in Seattle. She's been having a few health difficulties recently. And if you could all send your beautiful love, light, and positive energy to her, I know that'll really help her and make her feel better. Thank you so much, my dear friends around the world. Second, there's a wonderful lady named Oxnilla. Her music transmits and expands consciousness. Her music is tuned at 432 hertz, and it creates a harmonic resonance, facilitating alignment within the body. And what I'd like to do now is play one of her pieces. It's called Break the Spirit for about a minute or two, and then we'll go on down to our interview with Judy from Los Angeles. Thank you so much, Eric, for playing that. Oxnilla does wonderful music. If you'd like to hear more of her beautiful music, please go to our website at www.oxnilla.com. That's spelled OXNANCYLIA.com. And with that, I'd like to bring on my friend Judy Kelly. Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a marvelous day, and it's nice to see, at least here in California, the sunshine, but not too hot. So it's lovely.
Oh good. Well, when we go above 60 degrees up here in Seattle Fahrenheit, we get ecstatic. So today we get really excited.
Well, I'll get ecstatic for you every time because we're constantly above that.
So. Okay. Well, that's good. No, it's a special treat for us to get warm weather up here. But spring is coming, and I can feel the spring in the air. A lot of flowers coming out. For people interested in Judy's work, her website is www.judycalli.com. That's JudyCalli.com. You're an amazing lady. You've been, in 2005, you chanted Mikos, the Lemurian Telosian of Inner Earth, for the Wizak Festival in New York City. You were also hired by NBC as a psychic for a documentary on Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle, which is still shown today on the Sci-Fi Channel. But I always really appreciate your channelings, Judy. You have some amazing wisdom, and you said that you had several spirits ready to who'd like to come on the air today or give messages.
Yes, I do a prayer before I'm going to do any kind of global work, mm-hmm. and I always am clear to say to them, I ask you to come in through my I Am presence and my sacred heart, mm-hmm. if you have a message to present to the world. Mm-hmm. And I ask that it come through in the most truthful way, connected to the heart. And interestingly enough, about an hour ago, Pocahontas came in while I was in the restroom brushing my teeth.
Uh-huh.
And about 15 minutes ago, George Washington Carver came in.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I'd like to channel a message from each of them. But I also would like to take a few minutes to talk a little bit about what we are all going through.
Let's talk about that first. That would be
really
good.
An intense time.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, I've been working with the archangels, angels, and ascended masters for 69 years.
My goodness.
Since 1949.
My goodness.
And so one of the amazing things is, in our most purest form, we're pure liquid light, mm-hmm. all and everything. That's mm-hmm. who we really are. We're pure divinity. And what's interesting is, in last year, 2018, is the most intense year so far in our lives this time around.
Hmm.
And the reason is because about 6 or 7 years ago, we started receiving with every breath, opening up to more of our own life.
Hmm.
So for the last 6 or 7 years, we've been feeling more balanced, more whole, and hmm. complete within our own self.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we're in more of our own life.
Mm-hmm.
But what that has done is that has gone all the way down to the pit where we've been carrying our deepest core pains and fears
mm-hmm.
and fight or flight. And it's been bringing up in our face. We can't distract ourselves from it. Any place that we're out of balance, any part of us we're not loving, and any fear that we are carrying. And this is doing this not only for us personally, but it's doing it for the whole planet. So that's why everything looks so nuts. Because everything is coming out
yeah.
that's been hidden under the carpet,
uh-huh.
that has not been presented to people mm-hmm. for their right to make a choice mm-hmm. for years.
Sure.
And now it's all coming out.
Wow.
And that's because as we step into and align with our fifth dimensional self, in fifth dimension, there are no secrets.
Mm.
And we live a love-based life, not a fear-based life.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And so the reason this matters is because in fifth dimension, when you meet another being, sacred heart to sacred heart, you see every life they're living, you see everything they're feeling and everything they're thinking. There are no secrets. And we're going to be communicating more telepathically and less physically. So for some of you, you may have noticed that you're having throat issues and you're coughing, and maybe you're coughing long periods of time and you're and constantly trying to clear your throat.
Right.
And it's because we're now coming to a place where we need to speak our truth
mm.
and we need to be heard. And for years, we have been hiding our power for a lot of reasons. And it's all been collecting in our solar plexus. So every time you didn't get to speak your truth, every time you had to swallow your pain, mm. that energy went into your solar plexus, into your power center, which is above your navel. And it creates disease, illness, and aging. And it needs to come out now. And it can only come out the way it went in. It's got to come out through your throat, mm. and it's got to be you telling the truth. So one of the things I'm going to suggest to your audience from my heart to theirs is one of the techniques that I got from working with Archangel Michael about 15 years ago was I call it the I Am Presence technique.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to it, but I just want to keep it simple so everybody in your audience can benefit. I'm going to suggest that you get centered in your heart first. And if you don't know how to get into your heart, remember holding an animal that you cherish or a child that you cherish or a partner or holding the hands of a loved one. Or if you're an artist, seeing art, or if you're music-oriented, listening to music. But come into your heart. You only do this work from your heart. And once you're in your heart, call in the I Am Presence. That's the highest wisdom of every soul, and it's just pure love. It has nothing to do with judging and criticizing. Call in the I Am Presence of whoever you have not been able to speak your truth to, or you've had to swallow your pain with, and tell the truth. and I mean the raw truth. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't hide anything, because it's not about them. It's about you getting all this pain out of your solar plexus and spoken and out of your body. So I'm going to suggest this, because you're going to feel, if you do it right from your heart and you tell the truth, you will feel lighter and lighter and lighter. And you can use this anywhere, anytime, for any reason. And you can call in the I Am Presence of anybody, whether they're on this side or the other side. So I hope that helps you. And then you can take your hand and put it on your throat and tell your throat, I love you. I'm grateful for everything that you've housed until I was ready to release it. And now I'm ready to release it. But I'm choosing to release it through love, ease, grace, and joy in the most benevolent way, or something even better. Something like that coming from your heart. I hope that helps. Now, I want to talk about some of the other symptoms, because they're pretty extensive.
Okay.
How many of you have noticed that you've been losing your memory? Now, we've been losing our memory for the last 25 years since Mary Magdalene anchored the Divine Feminine on the planet, and our brain's been going from 10% back up to 100%, like it was in Atlantis and Lemuria.
Oh my.
So our brain's been being rewired to no longer be half and half and to be whole.
Wow.
But this last year, we've been losing all of our third dimensional memories. That means everything from your childhood, everything from your adulthood, everything from your teenage years. You're losing them because we don't need them anymore. We left third dimension December 21st, 2002. And I get information 10, 15, 20 years before I hear it or read it in print, because I trust in the integrity of my soul. And in 2002, the very end, my guides came in and said, Judy, as of right now, no more carbon-based anything is being born on planet Earth. And if you are born before 1980, you were carbon-based. And we've been shifting to crystalline, like we were in Atlantis and Lemuria. Anybody born since 1980 are called the new children. They're biologically little different. They have more crystalline energy in them, and they're here to lead the way into the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace. They're called the peacekeepers. Those of us born before 1980 are indigos, and we are system busters, and that's what we did to pave the way for them. So kind of you can gauge from what I'm saying to you where you might fall into that range. Mm-hmm. Now, why this matters is because the way I'm experiencing it is when I go to say something, a whole word is gone or a whole sentence leaves, and sometimes the sentence comes back and it comes back backwards. And so I'm talking to people and I'm having to readjust in my mind as I'm speaking, because the whole thought just left or the whole word just left.
Sure.
And Mother Mary said to me in 2007, she said, Judy, start removing anything from your vocabulary that does not feel good and let it go and find another word that works for you. So an example, she asked me how I felt about the word working. And I said, the word work has never felt good to me from the time I was a little kid. And so she said, you might consider substituting the word work for joyfully creating. And that felt good in my being. And so she said, open your arms as wide as you can in the morning and say to yourself, I choose to receive all that honors me. I choose to receive all that blesses me. And I choose to receive all that I'm entitled to. And I further choose to joyfully create today and have more fun than I've ever had. And she said, by stating your intention early in the morning, even if you go to work, your work life will become more playful, because you will start creating more playful energy. So having said that, what I choose to do is when I forget a date or a time or somebody's name, somebody asked me my younger daughter's name, I said, just give me a minute, it'll come. And then I just laugh. So be lighthearted about it. Don't make it serious. I itched under my arm for a year and a half to the point I had scabs. And now my back is itching. I'm beginning this last 4 months to feel more liquidy. I'm noticing that I feel like I'm walking on a people mover at very, very slow motion, and I'm in motion even though I'm standing perfectly still. Mm-hmm. And that's because we're tapping into being pure energy, which is what we are. Also, my heel, about 3 weeks ago, my right heel, all of a sudden, I got up in the morning. It was so painful, I couldn't touch it, and I couldn't walk on it. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, it was gone. And what I realized is we're releasing our trauma and we're releasing our fears at the point when they were first created. And I had sat on a bicycle and sat on the back of a bicycle, and my heel got caught in the spoke, and I had to have 3/4 of my heel sewn back on, right foot.
Wow.
That's where it was going to.
Oh, wow.
So if you're having things in your body that you haven't had trouble with for a long time, but suddenly you've got it, it's clearing it at the point of trauma.
I see. Interesting. Interesting.
Okay.
Wow.
A few more things.
Okay.
You're needing to ground yourself more. And you can ground yourself by putting your hands in water, taking a shower, eating food, putting your bare feet on the earth, anything that allows you to be connected to nature. I almost got in 3 accidents last week because I'm in such a high frequency of energy and we're expanding way beyond our body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm needing to spend more time grounded. So what I'm talking about is the last 6 to 7 years, we've been expanding multidimensionally beyond our body. And our auras used to be 4 or 5 feet from our body. Now they're 25, 50, 100 feet. And my guide showed me that we look like we're on a tightrope and we have those huge poles that we're trying to balance ourselves with. And because we're so expanded beyond our body and we're not just in our body in form like we're getting dizzy. We're getting lightheaded. We sometimes feel like we're going to faint. You have to hold on to a wall. You might be stumbling over your feet. And as I've been talking, I've also, as we're clearing our throats, I've been mumbling or I've been having words that just kind of jumble and slur. If you're having those, it's not a stroke. It's just you're clearing your throat. We've had extreme fatigue, and I don't mean tired. I mean to the point you can't keep your eyes open. And the reason is we received the largest download of energy on 11-11-2018, again on 12-11-2018, and again on 1-11-19. And we received the largest download of love we've ever received in our entire life. And so what's happening is we're needing to process everything. And for most of us, the easiest way to process is through rest and sleep. Because if you're busy up running around and doing things, your body can't heal, blend, connect, clear, and balance if you're running around. It's got to choose. So if you're being guided to go to bed earlier, sleep in later, take a nap, please consider doing that. Even if you close your eyes for 10 minutes and just say, I'm at peace. I'm sleeping between each client, and I was in bed all the month of January processing so deeply.
Wow.
I went through 6 integrations last year.
Wow.
And all of you are going through them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having different bodily issues, different mental issues, different physical issues, emotional issues, because we each custom designed our own journey. And your journey is not like anybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an original creation of divinity. You're like a snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ever compare yourself to somebody else. You're an original creation. Honor that. The last thing I want to talk about is... As I stepped into my ascended master self last January, a year ago, as Anna, Mother Mary's mother, there was a huge magnet that was on my forehead when I got up in the morning, and it wanted me to tip over and fall on the floor. And I spent 15 minutes before I could get up off the bed to walk to the bathroom, and I walked over, bent over like an old person.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about another 15 minutes to stand up straight, and for the whole day, every time I stood up, I wanted to fall forward.
Wow.
It took just one day, but it cleared it.
Wow.
So I just want to prepare you if you're having some of these things so you don't think you're falling apart, I'm having this, I'm having that. Always check with your doctor. But understand, we're going through the most intense symptoms we've ever gone through. If you're having ringing in your left ear or a crackling sound, that means you're being downloaded. And we used to be downloaded every morning between 3 and 5 until the shift of the ages. So now the shift of the ages happened 17 years ago. That's how long we've been out of third dimension, and we've been in fourth.
Wow.
And in fourth, we've been detaching from everything. Detaching from our childhood, detaching from people, detaching from habits. We're detaching from everything. And last year, I released all beliefs. Because I realized the more you live in the present moment, the more that you do not have any need for belief. The issue that you're dealing with has the solution right there. And you just need to choose to either love yourself or not love yourself. That's your choice every moment. So those are some of the things we've been going through. And I hope it's helped for me to talk about that with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly hope that it gives you some food for thought. So that you give yourself the opportunity to stop, take a moment, and pause before you speak or before you make a choice. Because every thought you think, every word you speak, every choice that you make, and every feeling that you have affects every form of life through infinity and affects every life you're living. So you can change lives you're currently living, and you're living all your lives now. There's no past and there's no future. And you haven't even created tomorrow yet. And what determines what you're going to experience tomorrow is how much you love yourself today and nothing else. Mm-hmm. So if you think of yourself in your car, listening to your car radio, mm-hmm. and you turn on a certain station and you're listening to that station, but you also know intellectually that there are thousands of other radio stations playing at the same time. That's how you are. You're a multidimensional being having all your lives now, but you're tuned into this one. The last point I want to make is my guides came in to me 2 years ago, and they said, Judy, right now this is where most of humanity's at. They've been brainwashed and programmed ad nauseum on achievement, accomplishment, and what's next, on being more and doing more and having more. And they're in a constant state of anxiety and fight or flight. And they're like living like they're walking on an escalator. And they're going through life constantly focused on in the future, next. And they're not enjoying the moment. They're not living because they're not in the present moment. And folks, this is all you have right now as we're speaking. We have no expiration date on our birth certificate. So anything you plan for future is dentist appointment fine. But living in the future or constantly jumping into the back in the past is you living out of your heart and living in fear. And that's mm-hmm. not the way you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you those choices from my heart to yours. I hope they help.
Amazing words of wisdom. Thank you so much, Judy, for sharing that. I was scribbling all this down.
Now I'd like to give you a message from Pocahontas.
Okay. Wonderful.
So here we go.
Okay, thank you.
I come today on this auspicious occasion to bring your attention to the healing of the waters. As Native people, we have always had a deep appreciation for nature and all of its forms, but we also recognize that one of the greatest gifts we have is water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, and you'd have to be a turtle hiding under a rock not to notice, that our oceans are being polluted at such a fast pace that you see plastics floating for miles and miles and miles in the water, and that affects every form of life. It affects the sea life, it affects the ocean life, the lake life, and on and on. I'm asking you that when you drink a glass of water, when you take a shower, when you are playing in the ocean, when you're watching the waves, when you're looking at waterfalls, when you're crying and you have a tear come out of your eye of joy or pain, bless that water and make a commitment to bless the water continuously. See the oceans clean and clear. See the earth sparkling in loving energy. and everything respecting every form of life. In my culture, a lot of the Algonquins were part of my culture, and we took time whenever we were in the waters, on the waters, consuming the waters, to take the moment and thank the Great Spirit for the blessing of the water. I ask you to come from a more reverent place and consider that you are one microcosm in the macrocosm of life. And you are one molecule out of a countless number of molecules. You can take responsibility for your output. And you can take responsibility for the way you choose to love life. Make it from your heart and sincere, and the water will hear you. The water will recognize you. And our beautiful Dr. Emoto brought this forth in such a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. That gorgeous man took the time to present what you could look at from a microscope to see the different consciousness that water carries. The water of your body carries consciousness. So every time you say something that is degrading to yourself, every time you feel fear, every time you look at another person and you judge and criticize them, or you do that with yourself, you pollute your body, you toxic your body, and over 70% of your body is water. So treat your body as a blessed vessel, just like you treat the earth as a blessed vessel. I am Pocahontas, and I enjoy having an opportunity to bring this idea to your attention. Feel free to call me in and ask me if it touches your heart to help you be more conscious of your place in life and how you can bless everything more than you do now. I send you my heart of love, and I kiss the ocean, and I kiss all forms of water, air, and every form of life from my heart.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Judy, for sharing that wisdom with us. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, here's John F. Kennedy.
Oh, President Kennedy.
Jacqueline first. Here we go. To my fellow citizens of the world, it is a lovely time on this planet when there is so much being presented to you that is so harsh, for you to take time to soften the way that you handle yourself in life. One of the things that I and my husband needed to do in public life was to step back from the situation and observe it as an observer, and to notice the way people speak with each other. And we were conscious of making sure that what we said was what we meant. Because when you're in public office, you do not realize the impact that you make on people in countries that you've never met. So you need to take responsibility for the way you view the world. And in my particular case, and I can't speak for my husband, but I know we've had many discussions about this, I'm asking you to consider to soften the way you communicate in life. When you start to get angry, ask yourself, how is this benefiting me, and how is this going to possibly benefit the other person? Is there a way that I can meet them in the middle? Is there a way that we can agree to disagree? Is there a way, if I open my ears bigger, can I hear them more clearly, rather than focusing on me talking the whole time they're speaking? And that is the greatest disrespect you can do to another person. If they are open enough to talk to you, be open enough to really, really listen. And in my marriage and in my private life and in my life even with my family, we always came from the place of listening and trying to speak thoughtfully and take responsibility for the way that we're presenting ourselves, not only to others, but especially the way we talk to ourselves. I am Jacqueline Kennedy, and I send you the greatest pleasure of you and me and this life. It is a gift. Enjoy it while you're here.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
I'm John F. Kennedy, and it is really fun to be here and once again to share with this audience. You know, we go all over the world, and even though it looks like, you know, what would a former president on the other side have an interest in, I take great pride in the United States of America and the world. And I know that in every human heart, in every heart, in every facet of this life, there is goodness. There is more people that want healthy families and to live a loving life and to make a difference in the world than there are those that are coming from a deeply wounded place and lashing out to hurt. So when I look at the world right now, I see bridges being created between people and countries. I see bridges being created from one generation to another. I see one race talking to another that 20 years ago did not speak at all.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing more focus on nature, which is wonderful. And I'm seeing more people paying attention to how they take care of animals, as an example, or take care of trees, or plant flowers, or try to keep the waters clean. And as I see this golden matrix of diamond light, and the whole planet looks like it is a rough-cut diamond, and it's sparkling as each one of us cares, we clear another layer of that fog that presents to us that all that matters is what we want and we think and we need. And I'm seeing that polishing off of people all over the world from countries that you may not understand their language, but they understand a smile. And as my beautiful wife Jacqueline mentioned, communication is key. How you speak to people, how you present yourself, how you choose to look at the world affects the world. It affects every form of life. So I'm choosing, which is what I'm seeing, to see the vibrancy expanding with every breath. I'm seeing the whole planet sparkling more than ever before. I'm seeing streams of light coming out of hearts that you would not have seen coming out of their hearts 15, 20 years ago. The shift is happening, and it's already happened, and we just need to catch up. But the beautiful thing is, when you see the earth the way I see the earth, mm-hmm. as a jewel in the middle of the multiverse, she is shining so brightly, and she is glistening, and she is glowing with such vibrancy. Take a moment and put your hand and kiss the earth. Without the earth, you wouldn't be here. Take time to walk gently on the earth with your feet. Speak gently, care, and notice the difference of the people around you, and that touches every heart in the world. So for me, as a former president, I'm quite proud of us as cultures and people that in the inner sense of who all these people are, there are a few here and there that are letting what you would call anger or fester or jealousy or any of those emotions take over their life, but they are few. When you see the heart of most people, it's open and pink and gold and light, and it is beautiful to see. And yes, there's confusion. Yes, there is doubt. And yes, there is fear. But for the goodness of who people are, that's predominantly what we're seeing, the goodness of people. Be kind. It takes nothing for you to choose. Be kind. Be kind. I am John F. Kennedy, and I give you a big hug as we hug the whole world.
Thank you so much, President Kennedy and Jackie. Well, this is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. We really appreciate it. goodness. I'm rather speechless. I'm speechless.
I'm going to take a minute because there's three more beings here.
Okay.
And I want to tap into them. Is that okay?
Yes, of course. They're all welcome.
All right, here we go. Wow. There's a beautiful Indian chief here. He's wearing white buckskin. He has this beautiful pattern going down the front of he's got like this beautiful vest kind of thing with rainbow colors on the front, and he's got a rainbow feather in his hair. He's very stoic but very proud, but I can feel the integrity of who this being is. So let me tune in. This is Chief Black Elk. There we go. I brought forth the idea of the rainbow. There have been many prophecies about the rainbow warrior. There have been many mentions of people and their awareness, much more predominantly in the last 100 or more years, about the rainbow. And the reason it's wonderful to see this is because the rainbow includes all cultures, all skin, all faith of all people. And every facet of a rainbow is beautiful. Not one color is more beautiful than another color. Well, every single person, every single animal, every single plant, every single particle of this beautiful earth are beautiful in their own way. And when you look at life like a big rainbow, you appreciate each and everything, and you don't compare one thing to another. And in our cultures of awakening as chiefs and as a people, it has been said, which is true, that most of us tribes honor generation after generation, the next seven generations or more, depending on the tribe that you're in. And we always consider our offspring. We always consider that we leave the planet in better shape than we stepped into as a baby. And that is our job as the elder. So I'm asking you to wear your elder hat, because you each come from being very, very old souls, or you would not be listening to this program. And you are all an elder. Bring your elder wisdom forth to look at the earth as a rainbow and notice all the beautiful types of people and all the beautiful types of animals and all the beautiful types of plants and all the different structures and all the different mountains and the different air, and all the different types of water. You've got glaciers, you've got fog, you've got mountain waterfalls, you've got oceans. Notice how you have clouds. You have so many beautiful ways. You have the sun and the moon, and you have laughter. And as you see everything through the eyes of a rainbow, you leave nothing out. And so I am suggesting that you consider looking at life through the lens of a rainbow coming from your heart. That's what your chakras are. They are a rainbow. You are a rainbow just in your own being. So see the beautiful rainbow in every other being and celebrate life. You have this breath. That's it. Celebrate life and celebrate the beauty of diversity and the beauty of difference, because we have such a variety of beautiful ways to enjoy living. I come from the rainbow, and I go back into the rainbow. That's what life is. It's a rainbow of constant, changing, beautiful color. I am Chief Black Elk, and it has been my deepest honor to be here today.
Thank you, Chief Blackelt. That was really profound. Thank you.
Hold on. There's two more.
Okay.
I come from the highest mountain in Peru. I am a Peruvian elder, and I carry the wisdom of the Lama. And I am sharing with you today that one of the things that makes Lamas so exceptional is their versatility. They are strong, and they can go for long periods of time. And they're cute, and they're comfortable to ride, mm-hmm. but they're highly intelligent. And when I listen to the wisdom of each animal on this beautiful planet, I cry and weep at the exquisiteness of their sharing. Because animals come from the consciousness of heaven. They actually see you for who you really are and love you in every single capacity. They don't see you as you see yourself. They see you as you truly are, a magnificent vision of life. And from the highest mountain in the finest air that we breathe, down to the lower areas of the basin, you have some form of animal that is in some way, shape, or form there to guide you through the wisdom and the love of their own heart. Celebrate the animal. Look into their eyes, feel their wisdom, and know that they are beyond you. They carry heavenly energy, and they love completely. And so I bring you, as an elder from the Peruvian mountains, this wisdom to take time to be with animals and take time to feel their heartbeat in your heart and feel their wisdom surrounding you as a big hug and know that each animal is here to help balance the energy of humans. That's why they're here. From the deepest whales in the deepest ocean as the grid keepers and the keepers of the morphogenic field, all the way to the eagles that are up high, high in the sky, and they see everything that is happening on the entire planet. Celebrate the animals. This is the time to recognize their wisdom and go out of your way to help if they need help. We are all creatures. We are all of divinity, and we are all God's source, spirit, whatever you want to call us. We are one family, one heart, one body, and one mind. Think in unified field. Think in oneness. And anything other than oneness will leak.
Thank you, Peruvian Elder, for that, for those beautiful words. Thank you so much.
The other is a kogi. Kogis are a civilization of beings that live on the very, very top of the mountain, and for over 300 years, nobody knew they existed.
Mm.
And they came out in the early 2000s, late 1990s, with a message to the world, which was, we've stopped procreating because we're no longer going to be responsible for the earth. We've been the keepers of the earth for generations, and we're now turning it over to you. You need to now take responsibility for what you're creating. And so as a Kogi elder, I'm stepping forth today to say to each of you, please care. Care about your fellow man. Care about the earth. Care about the way that you wash things. Care about the way that you think. Care about the words you say. care about your actions and how they affect life. Care. We have been a generations upon generations upon generations of self-sufficient beings. There are ways to live in this beautiful world and not harm anything. That's what we have done. Mm-hmm. That's what we take most pride in, mm-hmm. that we've left the earth, our portion of it, in better shape, and we have left it pristine and clear, as all first people wisely recognize, whether it's our fellow, those that are the Aboriginals, or the Eskimos, or the Native Americans, or all the first people cultures. We all recognize that the earth is a gift, and we are to treat it the way you would treat a precious infant. Do no harm is our message. Take responsibility for your piece of the pie and the world that you're sitting in, and take responsibility to extend yourself each day in one way different than you did yesterday, that is more loving today. And give yourself the opportunity to open your arms and speak to the Great Spirit, and let the Spirit know that you choose to be cleansed as a vessel so that you can be more clean and clear and pure with life and with this beautiful earth. I am a Kogi, and I send you the blessing on the winds of the heart.
Thank you so much for those beautiful words. We really appreciate it.
Okay, the last one is Chuckles the Clown.
We've got 9 minutes left, so if there are spirits, we've got more time, so no worries. Okay, Chuckles the Clown, all right.
My message is simple and sweet. I have been known for many, many years in many different hearts as Chuckles the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
My name says it all. Chuckle, laugh, celebrate, delight, jump up and down, dance, sing. Do the things that are fun and celebrate life in the way that you can. And laughter is such an easy way to celebrate life. So I, Chuckles the Clown, am going to be tickling each of you in one way or the other to lift up your funny bone and lift the ability for you to be lighter in your bodies and in your minds and in your hearts. Chuckle, laugh, and celebrate life. That is my simple message. Laugh your way through life.
Wonderful advice. Thank you, Chuckles. Thank you, Chuckles. Well, we still have about 7 or 8 minutes left, Judy. For people who are experiencing the ascension process, it's important for them to get rest, which you talked about before. Important to spend time around water or do grounding, maybe walk barefoot in a grass somewhere. And if you feel tired, take a nap. And don't push yourself so much because your body needs the rest. And we're all shifting. We're in the fourth dimension now. Do you know how soon we'll shift into the fifth? It's fairly soon, isn't it?
The beautiful thing to answer that question, my guide told me many years ago that one life creator fully in touch with their sacred heart. And let me explain. Your sacred heart is your immortal heart. It's your heart that's connected to the heart of Creator.
Mm-hmm.
That's home.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in your sacred heart, everything is provided automatically. That's your high heart.
Mm-hmm.
And your sacred heart connecting point is at the base of your throat in that little hollow space.
Mm-hmm.
But your sacred heart actually sits in front of your spinal column. Mm-hmm. And so as we're going through these ascension symptoms, the degree that we're going through them, a lot of the time has to do with the amount of love that we're carrying in our heart, and that lightens the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can make a difference in what you're experiencing. But each of us, as the guide said to me, one light creator fully connected in their sacred heart is more powerful than 100,000 people that are not.
Mm. Wow.
So the ascension and shifting from fourth to fifth is not about every single person on this planet needing to agree. No. Mm-hmm. We need 51% of the energy on the planet in love energy and not fear.
Mm.
So it has nothing to do with the number of people. It has to do with the amount of love that we're carrying on the planet. And each of us are shifting because we're in every single dimension. We already exist in every dimension and every form. You're living a life as every form on this planet, mm-hmm. and you're living as experiencing every experience in creation. You're living lives as oceans and mountain ranges and dogs and animals and plants and suns and moons and all of the every form of life. And you can tell what you're living because whatever's catching your attention and speaks to you, you're living a life as.
Mm-hmm.
So for each of us to step and align with our fifth dimensional self is possible because the Tolosians, who were the Lemurians that went inside the mountain of Mount Shasta mm-hmm. and have been living there more than 12,500 years, have maintained fifth dimension all these years so we didn't have to recreate it. All we need to do is align to our fifth dimensional self, which means we love ourselves 51% or more. So if you choose during the day to feel good in your heart, more than half your day, you're there. It's that simple. And many of us are vacillating between fourth dimension and up to eighth dimension and going back and forth depending on how much love we're carrying in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
So fifth dimension is no disease, illness, or aging because it's not based on fear or time or space. That's all fear-based ideas, time and space. And funny enough, last fall, my guide said, you've been living and collapsing time down to 8 hours a day, which mm-hmm. I've known the last 5 years.
Hmm.
But my guide said, we're now stepping into 6 hours. You're shrinking by 2 more hours a day. Wow. That's why you're not getting your to-do list done, by the way.
Oh.
We were being guided the last 10 years to slow down
okay.
and to simplify.
Okay.
Because fear is why we hoard and okay. hold on to things.
I see.
When we feel love inside of our heart, we're complete. We don't need anything. You have no concerns.
Wow.
You have no worry.
Wow.
You're in oneness.
Wow.
That's how you enter fifth. How we're doing as a planet, we were taking it one day at a time.
Wow. Amazing. Oh, Judy, you're an amazing, amazing person. I just appreciate this so much. Your website, again, is www.judycalley.com. We've got about a minute left, Judy, and I want to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview today. Thank you so much.
Let's call forth peace.
Okay.
Take a moment and just put your hand on your heart center and say, I am peace.
I am peace. Okay.
I am peace.
Okay. Okay.
I am peace.
I am peace. All right.
And my intention is to be peace.
And my intention is to be peace.
And I share this intention with all of life in every way, shape, and form.
And I share this intention with every life, shape, and form. I think that's right.
Namaste.
Namaste.
May the spirit and the beauty of who you are feel the beauty of who I am, and may we share. I thank you, Ted, for giving me the opportunity to have this time and to bring forth these beautiful beings. And I thank each one of them, the ones that spoke to me, the ones that have been here supporting everybody, and all of our invisible friends. I thank them from the bottom of my heart for everything that was shared today. And I give a hug to every one of your audience members.
Thank you so much, Judy. Everyone, thank you so much again for coming on today. A week from today, we'll be having Simon Parks on live from England. And I hope everyone listening today has a really beautiful and happy weekend. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye, everyone.